Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So today we're talking about going to watch sports games. So I've watched a lot of sport in a few different countries now. Australia, New Zealand, the Caribbean, the UK. Obviously Taiwan, I've been to baseball, soccer, been to hockey, ice hockey games even in Taiwan. So I've watched quite... Do you enjoy going to watch sports live?
Sure, yeah. As a kid, I used to go to baseball and hockey games in Canada, saw some British sports, cricket and football. And
yes.
I got to go to the Irish Hurling Championships.
Oh, that would be fun.
In Dublin. Hurling is a very strange sport. They only play in Ireland.
Weird sticks.
You want to watch it on YouTube. I remember being 12 and thinking, this is the greatest game ever.
Maybe that's an article for another time.
Unusual one. But yeah, watching sports live is a little bit more special than watching it on TV. Sure, the view on TV might be a little better. The cameras get you closer to the action, but when you're watching it in the stadium with the people and the cheering and the loud noises and of course the food, it gives you an extra special experience of enjoying your favorite sport. And today it's the food, not the sports, that we're talking about.
That's right. Let's read through the article and find out more.
Reading.
What to eat at a baseball game. It's the top of the ninth inning of an MLB game. The crowd is buzzing and you're just waiting for a home run. The only problem is that you're starting to feel hungry. Thankfully, MLB stadiums have a lot of food to offer these days. What's more, each ballpark always has a signature dish that is much more unique and tastier than you might expect. At the Arizona Diamondbacks Chase Field, baseball fans can try the churro dog. This dish is made of a warm cinnamon churro placed inside a chocolate glazed donut. If that isn't enough, it's topped with frozen yogurt, caramel, and chocolate sauce. If you're looking for something salty, the Milwaukee Brewers Miller Park has what you need. Fans there can order the brachos on a stick. What exactly is this? A bracho is a stick of beef stuffed with refried beans, rolled in Doritos, and then deep fried. Finally, it's covered in sour cream and cheese. Next time, when you attend a MLB game in person, you don't have to just order hot dogs and popcorn. You can try something new.
Okay, so the article starts off describing where we are and what's going on. It says, it's the top of the ninth inning of an MLB game. The crowd is buzzing and you're just waiting for a home run.
Ah,
so very exciting. So if you're a baseball fan, you'll know this word inning. If not, let's explain it. It's a period of a baseball game in which both teams get a turn at batting until three batters per side are out. There are nine innings in a baseball game. Now, it's also used in cricket, a more British sport, when there's only one or two innings per game, but 10 of the 11 batters must be out. Now, the top of the ninth inning means the visiting team is batting and the home team hasn't batted yet.
That's right. So the game is around 90%
over. Yeah, it's coming in the final exciting stages.
If it's very close, everyone will be really excited and the audience will be buzzing. To buzz, basically, it's that sound that a bee might make, of course, when insects like a fly or a bee is flying around. That kind of sound. But also, if you're in a crowded room with lots of people, there might be a buzz of conversation.
It will be buzzing. We've got the adjective form in the article. The crowd is buzzing.
That's right. And in this case, with a big audience, with something exciting going on, it's a feeling of excitement. It's a feeling of emotion. Everyone's ready to cheer or to cry if the team loses. But there's this feeling of activity, noise, and excitement all kind of bubbling along at the same time.
And you'll hear it in the crowd, this kind of real excitement.
Absolutely. No one is looking at their phone anymore. They're all watching the game. For example, we could say the class was buzzing when the teacher told them they would have a school trip.
Oh, exciting.
Students started talking to each other, and there was a real feeling of excitement and probably happiness.
Mm. But as the article says, the only problem is that you're starting to feel hungry.
Oh, I am. It's true. It's the end of the game. It's been almost 3 hours here at the baseball stadium. But don't worry. The article continues and says, thankfully, MLB stadiums, or Major League Baseball stadiums in America, or one in Canada, have a lot of food to offer these days. That's right. If you're hungry at a baseball game, no problem. They've got a lot of things for you to try all over that stadium.
Okay, well, let's look at the word stadium. It's spelled S-T-A-D-I-U-M, stadium. And it's a large space with seats all around either a field or some other central space. And mostly it's used for watching sports of various kinds, a baseball stadium, a soccer stadium, football or cricket or whatever it happens to be. Often stadiums are used for both or more than one sport. And stadiums can also be used for concerts and shows, performances and more. So Taipei Arena would be a stadium.
Okay.
And there'll be some other baseball, the baseball stadium in Tianmu.
Sure.
And things like that.
Arenas, stadiums.
Yes.
Kind of the same.
Stadiums are
often a little bit bigger, maybe, than an arena. But yes, they're both large spaces for big public events.
For example, we could say there are 30,000 people in the stadium for today's game.
That's not bad, but some of the biggest stadiums are what? 90 or 100,000 people. Wow. So here we are in the stadium, the crowd's buzzing, the game's getting excited, but you're starting to feel a little hungry. Well, the article continues by telling us, thankfully, MLB stadiums have a lot of food to offer these days. Okay, these days is a great phrase to use when describing things or telling a story or showing how things are a little different from they were a few years ago or in the past sometime, because these days means now, not necessarily now on Wednesday of the week that we're in or something, but in the modern times that we live in, these years, in the past little while. So for example, we could say these days a lot of people shop on the internet, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago, not so much, and of course hundreds of years ago, not at all. But of course, these days, just generally basically means the time that we are living in now. Now, food's always been a big part of watching a baseball game.
Sure.
But when I was a kid, it was pretty basic. They might have peanuts, potato
chips, popcorn, hot dogs. Yeah.
That's about it. But from what I understand, it's a lot more complicated with many more choices these days.
It sure is. The article says, what's more, each ballpark always has a signature dish that is much more unique and tastier than you might expect. Okay, so not only is it different, it's tastier. You might think about it and go, ooh, not sure about this, but it's actually tastier than you might think. Now, there we use the phrase, what's more. What's more is a very useful phrase, which we use to add extra information. It's similar to phrases like also, in addition, furthermore, moreover, even simple, and. Yeah, they're all kind of adding more things.
Right.
Well, we've also seen the word ballpark.
A ballpark is where baseball is played. It can be a very small place in a local neighborhood behind the nearest high school, or even the biggest stadiums like Yankee Stadium as a sort of casual way of referring to a place where people play baseball. You'd say, I'm going to the ballpark. I'm going to the ballpark because my younger brother is playing in a high school game. Or, I'm going to the ballpark to watch the Yankees play against the Giants in the World Series. In either case, we're going to a place to watch baseball. And I guess the high school ballparks, they wouldn't have a signature dish.
Absolutely not.
They wouldn't have any food except the food you bring. But if you go to Yankee Stadium or one of the big MLB parks, they will have a signature dish. Now, what does that mean exactly?
Well, a signature dish is a type of food that is either only served in one place, or it's a dish that a place is very famous for serving because of its quality or because it serves it in a slightly different or special way.
Okay.
A restaurant's signature dish might be, you know, its steak. It might have be well known for the quality of the steak, or it might have a signature dish of, you know, some kind of soup that nobody else makes. So, we want that soup. We go there, that kind of thing.
So, for example, like Din Tai Fung, their signature dish is the
Xiaolong Bao.
The Xiaolong Bao, that's right. They serve other food, but it's famous for those.
Yes. So we're going to get into examples now. The article says, at the Arizona Diamondbacks Chase Field, so Diamondbacks are the team, Chase Field is the ballpark, baseball fans can try the churro dog.
The churro dog.
The churro dog.
Not a hot dog.
Not a hot dog, a churro dog.
Interesting. Well, churros are a type of snack food that's kind of become popular in the last 10 or 20 years. Basically, it's a Spanish or maybe Mexican dish that's sort of like a straight donut.
Yeah.
All right? So you take a donut, but don't turn it into a circle. You keep it as a long stick, but you cook it, you fry it in the same kind of way in hot oil. You might even put sugar, cinnamon, chocolate, whipped cream, or other things on top of them. In fact, many movie theaters here in Taiwan serve churros, which I was always surprised to see. But yeah, it's a good kind of sweet dessert that you might have with your hot chocolate or coffee or something like that.
But here we've got a churro dog. Now the article says more. This dish is made of a warm cinnamon churro, so it's got the cinnamon on it, placed inside a chocolate glazed donut. So it's like a fried dough inside more fried dough.
So the churro is like the sausage of the hot dog.
Yeah, inside a donut bun.
And the donut
bun
is like the bun hot dog. But in this case, it's basically a Mexican donut inside
like
an American
a regular donut. Yeah, with a glaze, a chocolate glaze.
That's rather sweet.
So a glaze is when something has been made into a liquid so it can cover other food and then cooled so it becomes like a top layer. Mm. Often it's chocolate or some other flavor that you would put on top of a donut. You could also use the word glaze to talk about honey or other sauce you put on meat before you barbecue it.
Oh, okay. So it's like that thin, shiny layer that goes around the donut.
All right. So here we have our chocolate glazed donut with the churro inside. That sounds pretty sweet, doesn't it? But that's not all. As the article continues, we learn if that isn't enough, if you want more, don't worry. It's topped with frozen yogurt, sort of like an ice cream, caramel, that sort of sweet, sugary sauce you might find in a chocolate bar or on an ice cream sundae, and of course, chocolate sauce. You have to have some chocolate sauce on your chocolate donut with your yogurt and caramel. My teeth are falling out because of all the sugar. We learned there the phrasal verb top A with B. It's topped with something else. When we top something with something else, we're probably talking about food that's had something extra added to it, maybe some sauce or something like that. For example, some people might like to order French fries, but then they might want to have their French fries topped with extra cheese or tomato ketchup or something like that. We could also use it to talk about different types of desserts or different types of snack foods, even something like dumplings. You could say, I like my dumplings topped with a little bit of soy sauce. That means we're adding something later on to make the flavor a little bit more interesting.
So when we top A with B, A is the main food, B is the extra food. So we're topping it with caramel, chocolate sauce, and frozen yogurt. That's added later on. We know what yogurt is. What about frozen yogurt?
Well, frozen is an adjective. It's spelled F-R-O-Z-E-N, frozen. And it's something that has been made so cold, it stops being a liquid and becomes a solid. Mm. So ice is frozen water. So this yogurt has been made so cold, instead of being liquid and runny, it's kind of thick like ice cream. Mm. So that's frozen. Okay, we could also say Sam went into the frozen goods section of the supermarket to buy some ice cream. Okay, so he's going to where all the stuff has been made so cold that it's really hard. That's related to the verb freeze, F-R-E-E-Z-E, freeze, which is to make something that cold, usually below 0 degrees Celsius when water would turn into ice. We freeze stuff by putting it somewhere cold until it goes solid. It becomes frozen.
Excellent. All right. So now that we've sort of taken, I guess we're eating our meal backwards here. We've sort of had our dessert, our sweet snack already. So now it's time for something a little savory or salty. It says if you're looking for something salty, the Milwaukee Brewers Miller Park has what you need. So we're in a different part of America, different baseball stadium, different ballpark. Miller Park is the name of this one, and the Milwaukee Brewers play there. The Brewers are usually a really, really bad baseball team. So I guess fans do need good food
to keep them happy,
to go watch the team lose.
Well, there, fans can order the Brachos on a Stick. Brachos on a Stick.
Now, churro dogs and Brachos on a
Stick.
Okay, well, this one is even harder to guess.
Okay, as the article asks us, what exactly is this?
I have no idea.
So we had that question, what exactly is the Brachos on a Stick? Well, I'm going to tell you, but I'm not sure you really want to know. A Bracho is a stick of beef. All right, so we have a stick, we put some beef, kind of maybe like hamburger, on it, stuffed with refried beans, those sort of brownish, reddish beans you might get with your Mexican food. All right, not too bad. Then it's rolled in Doritos, so it's rolled in those crushed up corn chips, Doritos, that are very popular. And then you deep fry it, and then you stick it in a lot of oil and fry it like French fries or like something like that. That sounds like a lot of food and a lot of calories. We know that the refried beans are somehow put inside the beef because it said the beef was stuffed with refried beans. When you stuff a food with another food, that means you take the first food and then you put another food inside. Very commonly, this is done with Thanksgiving or Christmas turkeys. People will make a mix of breadcrumbs and spices, and they'll fill the inside of the bird with this, and it'll collect the juices, and then you eat that later on. You could also talk about dumplings. You take the skin of the dumpling, and then you stuff it or you fill it with pork or vegetables or something like that. For example, we could say the chicken has been stuffed with herbs and breadcrumbs. That sounds fairly normal.
Okay, so Mike mentioned they're refried beans, which have already been cooked and then kind of smashed up. Mm-hmm. They're a side dish or a dip, that kind of thing, or a
often
filling.
Have them with nachos,
yeah,
or with your Mexican food.
And he also mentioned deep fried. Mm. This is spelled DEEP-FRY, deep fry. And it's a verb here, and to deep fry means to cook food in fat or oil so that it is completely covered. Mm-hmm. And we often use the adjective deep fried. Again, with the hyphen and the IED, like deep fried chicken, deep fried chocolate bars, deep fried seafood, and so on. For example, you could say, I don't like to deep fry food, or I don't like deep fried food, because that much oil isn't good for your health. Mm. Now, you sounded pretty disgusted by that whole idea, but it's not even over.
Oh, no.
Because the article says, finally, this whole thing of beans and Doritos and beef and deep fried is covered in sour cream and cheese.
Sour cream and cheese.
Ugh. More fat.
Yes.
As if you needed it.
Wow, does it come with your own doctor?
It probably should.
They should probably also give you a doctor to start your heart.
I think the message here is some of these foods are maybe not as healthy as they could be.
That's true, but nobody goes to a baseball game to eat apples and salad, right?
No, that is true.
Yeah.
So the article then says, next time when you attend a MLB game in person, you don't have to just order hot dogs and popcorn.
No,
you can have
not.
The good stuff. Now there we use the word attend.
Yeah, that's right. If you attend something, you go to a thing, you go to an event, you go to something that is taking place or something that is happening. If it's your best friend's birthday, yeah, you'll go and attend their birthday party. If you're working in an office and your boss says, we're having a meeting tomorrow, you would better attend that meeting. If you miss it, if you skip it, or even if you're late, you might get in trouble. But as long as you attend, you are there for that special event. For example, Kevin is planning to attend an event at a museum on Friday evening. Mm. So he knows where, when, and he'll be there. He will attend.
Yeah, and he will be attending in person.
Yes, sure.
In person is a phrase which means to be physically present at a particular place rather than watching it on TV. So when we say talk to someone in person, we mean face to face. So going to a game, attending a game in person means you're there in the stand. You're not watching it at home. You're not following the score on your phone or watching the video later. You are there in person to see the whole thing. And the article finishes up by saying, you can try something new. Maybe only once and that's enough, but there you go. You can try it. And that brings us to the end of our article. So it's time for today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So, our question is, what is your favorite food to eat while you are watching TV, movies, or sports games? And why?
Brachos on a stick.
Oh.
No, probably not. I'd like to see one, but I don't know if I'd want more than even a small bite. I'm kind of traditional. I kind of like eating peanuts. You know,
okay.
My dad and I used to get a big bag of peanuts, and in the baseball park or in the baseball stadium, you can just break the shells open and drop them on the ground, and they'll clean them up afterwards, and it was very traditional, so that was kind of what we liked. But as I said, back then we didn't have choices like churro dogs. What about you, if you're watching
a
cricket game or a football game? What sort of a sports snack?
In UK you probably have a pie at halftime. Not a big pie and not a sweet pie, it's a small savory pie, almost
pie.
Like a pot pie.
Nice.
Or maybe just french fries kind of thing.
Okay, that could keep you warm because it's often cold.
Yeah, cricket
game.
Is a full day game.
Yes.
So they break for lunch.
Yes.
So you kind of bring your own lunch. Usually, maybe sandwiches, a bunch of grapes, something like that. Cricket is a healthier kind of food.
True. It's more like a picnic. So you might have some little sandwiches or fruit or lemonade.
I don't go for popcorn at movies, though.
No?
I don't really like it. It's just like eating bits of paper that have been wrapped up. It's not for me. I can't go with popcorn
now
for
you
movies.
Mention it, that's kind of true.
Yeah,
but
so
popcorn with some salt or butter or sweet popcorn.
Maybe.
Some people do like that.
I'm not, to be honest, I'm not much of a snacker when games are on. I don't tend to snack that often.
Focus on the action.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't normally eat those kind of snacks. But there we go. That is the end of our article. So thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you again another time. For English For You, I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
Bye for now.
What to eat at a baseball game? It's the top of the ninth inning of an MLB game. The crowd is buzzing and you're just waiting for a home run. The only problem is that you're starting to feel hungry. Thankfully, MLB stadiums have a lot of food to offer these days. What's more, each ballpark always has a signature dish that is much more unique and tastier than you might expect. At the Arizona Diamondbacks Chase Field, baseball fans can try the churro dog. This dish is made of a warm cinnamon churro placed inside a chocolate glazed donut. If that isn't enough, it's topped with frozen yogurt, caramel, and chocolate sauce. If you are looking for something salty, the Milwaukee Brewers Miller Park has what you need. Fans there can order the brachos on a stick. What exactly is this? A bracho is a stick of beef stuffed with refried beans, rolled in Doritos, and then deep fried. Finally, it's covered in sour cream and cheese. Next time, when you attend a MLB game in person, you don't have to just order hot dogs and popcorn. You can try something new.
Vocabulary review.
Buzz. The crowd was buzzing as it waited for the band to go on stage and play. Stadium. Our city's baseball team plays in a large stadium that can hold many people. Frozen. Sam went into the frozen goods section of the supermarket to buy some ice cream. Stuff. One of the cook's favorite dishes to make is green peppers stuffed with beef. Deep fry. Josh doesn't like to deep fry his food because dishes with that much oil aren't healthy. Attend. Melanie wants to attend a concert this weekend to see a singer she likes.